Hey, this is Kristen Stewart, and you're listening to Post Rock Paper Scissors.
Thank you.
All right, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Armand here. Today is episode 180. It's titled The Fields Remember My Father, Part 1. And this is the first episode of a short two-part series that we're doing essentially in an attempt to play some music for the fall. And this series is a little bit on the morbid end, you can say. It is essentially about losing someone very dear to you to a slow but expected death. And so this isn't about a sudden loss. It is very much expected. So the pain has kind of dulled over the days, you can say, and acceptance is sort of creeping in. And this episode is kind of on the more painful end, whereas the second part is a little lighter. It's more of the acceptance. But pretty much this episode is kind of a cross between pain and nostalgia. In my mind, when I came up with this episode, it was essentially like you're going back home to where you grew up, and you essentially walk the hallways of your old house. You stare out your old bedroom window, and you walk through the backyard and through your neighborhood of where you grew up, and you just kind of reminisce in your childhood, but in a very painful way, because a big chunk of what was your childhood is no longer with you. Sort of, it's missing. And so, yeah, hopefully this isn't too depressing, but let's go over what we played to start off this episode. So we started off with a track by Moon Ate the Dark, which is a duo of Anna Rose Carter, who's a Welsh pianist, who we've actually had on the show before. She curated an episode for us. And a Canadian producer named Christopher Bailey. Together, they're based in London, and they make sort of minimalist piano music. This track that we played was called Explosions in a Four-Chambered Heart, off their self-titled record, which is out this year. It's their debut, and I'd say it's one of the best of the year so far. And anyway, this track was kind of represents, I guess, the moment where you, let's say, got a phone call about what happened, and there's a sort of at that moment a sense of shock or panic, but a deep knowing that this was inevitable. Anyway, we'll move into the first block right here. We'll start off with a track by Niels Fromm titled Less.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Let's go over what we played right there. So, like we mentioned, we started off with a track by Niels Fromm titled Less. That was off his record called Felt, which came out in 2011. Fromm is a German minimalist, modern, classical pianist. And Fromm has a new record out this year called Screws. Basically, he broke up one of his fingers earlier this year, I think when he fell out of his bed. And he wrote a record using his, I believe, 9 other fingers. And that came out earlier this year. He also has a collab EP with Olafur Arnalds, which is probably one of my favorites of the year. And if you enjoyed that track by Fromm, he created an episode for us a while back too. So you can probably check that out if you search for it. Following that, we played a track by Last Days, who is a Scottish sort of ambient post-rock artist. It's just one guy. And this track that we played was called All the Lighthouses off his record Sea from 2006. It was his debut. He's released 2 records since then, so for a total of 3. And they're all great. Last Days is super underrated, in my opinion. And I would definitely recommend checking out his records, especially if you like sort of some more seasonal music, especially for the fall and winter. His stuff is great fall and winter music. Yeah, even spring at times, but definitely check him out. Following that, we played a track by Peter Broderick and Machine Fabric. Broderick is an American based in Berlin, who makes sort of ambient, modern, classical, folk music, singer-songwriter stuff. He is sort of all over the map. And Machine Fabric is a Dutch experimental slash ambient artist. Together, they've done 2 collabs. And this track that we played, called Homecoming, was from their record Blank Gray Canvas Sky, which came out in 2009. That was their first collab. They released another one last year as well, together. And both Broderick and Machine Fabric are very prolific, sometimes to a fault. They release at least a couple records every year, so it's sort of hard to keep track of them. Following that, we played a track by Clem Leek, who is an artist from the UK who makes sort of ambient modern classical music. This track that we played was called A Light to Guide You from the For Nihon compilation. So this came out in 2011. It was a double disc compilation for the Japanese tsunami relief effort. And it was a pretty awesome collab. Tons of great artists that, if you listen to this podcast, you're familiar with probably at least half of the artists on those comps. So I definitely recommend checking that out. Leek also released an album out last year called Life Notes. So if you like this track, you can check that out. And finally, we heard a track by M. Ostermeyer. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. He is an ambient artist from Baltimore, or B-more, as the cool people say. And this track was called Number 14. It's the last track off his record called Chance Reconstruction, which was his debut LP from 2010. And I haven't heard it yet, but he has a new album out this year. So if you like that track, you can check out his latest probably. All right. So before we move into the next block, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show that the title of today's episode is actually a track title by Last Days off his record Safety of the North. So we'll jump into the next block right here. We'll start off with a track by Tim Hecker called Borderlands. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Let's go over what we played right there. So we started off with a track by Tim Hecker, who is an ambient drone artist who's been around for over a decade. He's kind of one of the more prominent, well-known artists in that field. This track that we played was called Borderlands. It's off his record, An Imaginary Country, which came out in 2009. He released two records out last year, actually, both of which were related. One was kind of an EP and the other was a full length, I think. But overall, Hecker has something like 10 total EPs and LPs combined over the past decade, so he's quite prolific. Following that, we played a track by Joseph Minadeo. Don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. He is someone I'm not very familiar with. This track that we played by him was called Roads, off the Four Nihon compilation that we mentioned earlier. And he was one of the few artists on that comp that I wasn't familiar with. And when I, tried to do my research, I couldn't find too much about him. Like, I don't know if he ever released a record under the name Joseph Minadeo. But from what I found out, he did a score for a movie called One Day on Earth, which was a documentary that came out, I believe, earlier this year or last year. I can't remember. And it's essentially a documentary about 24 hours of life on Earth that I think has footage from basically every country around the world. So that sounds pretty cool. Following that, we played a track by James Murray, who is an ambient artist from the UK. This track that we played right there was called Greenlands, off his record Floods, which came out this year. It's his second record. It was the first one of his that I've heard. I haven't heard his debut, but when I was kind of doing my research, I found out that it was an ambient techno record, which I did not expect really after listening to Greenlands, but that's definitely something that's intriguing, so I'll probably check that out. Following that, we played a track by Christina Vonsu, who is an ambient artist based in Brussels. She's American, based in Brussels. This track that we played was called 11 Generations of My Fathers. It's off the SMM Context compilation, which came out in 2011. It was a comp by Ghostly International that featured a lot of great artists. It's a really good comp. There's people like Yakushek, Peter Broderick, Rafael Irisari, Kyle Bobby Dunn, among others. So definitely a comp worth checking out. And Vonsu released her debut out last year. If you're not familiar with her, she was also the person behind the visual aspect of The Dead Texan, which, if you're not familiar with The Dead Texan, is basically a side project of Adam Wilsey, who is also in Stars of the Lid and A Winged Victory for the Sullen. So yeah, just by association to those acts, you should probably check out Christina Vonsu, who also, by the way, curated an episode for us as well. So you can check that out too. Following that, we finished off the block with a track by Olin Mill, which is an ambient duo from the UK. This track that we played was called Rube, off the record Paths, which came out this year. It was their second record. Their debut came out in 2010. And Alex Smalley, who is a half of Olin Mill, curated an episode of ours a little while back, probably last year. And he mentioned that basically, I believe they wrote this song for his grandmother's funeral, or at least they played it at that. So I thought this was a pretty fitting track. Anyway, we will jump into the last track in today's episode. Hopefully this episode wasn't too depressing. Next episode will be a little bit lighter. We will jump into what's probably the most optimistic track in today's show. It is by The Tumbled Sea. You know I can't resist playing a track by The Tumbled Sea. If I had my choice, I'd play a track by him in every episode, probably. The Tumbled Sea is basically one guy named Sam Lee from Boston. And I kind of have a man crush on The Tumbled Sea. I think one of the most underrated artists out there. This track that we're going to play is called Melody 3, off his record Melody/Summer, which came out in 2009. It was his second record and his latest to date. I don't know if he's still making music under the name The Tumbled Sea, because I know He is in an indie pop band called Magic Man. So hopefully he'll release some more Tumbled Sea stuff. Anyway, thanks for listening to today's show. Here is The Tumbled Sea with Melody 3.